Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Langford. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Levson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dutch Levson. And now, play ball. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Levson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Langford for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Summa moves to second. Dutch Levzon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levzon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons bunts towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunfield bunts towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds is hit by the pitch. Clancy moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clancy scores. Reynolds moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Falk moves to second. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCurdy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0 for 1 in the game. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Metzler picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Metzler. Fonseca scores. Sewell moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sewell scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, White Sox. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Dutch Lovson. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Bain now pitching. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clancy bunts towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunfield moves to second. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunfield. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Hunfield steals third. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Reynolds is hit by the pitch. Metzler moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hunfield tags and scores. Metzler tags and moves to third. Reynolds tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-2, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0-for-2 in the game. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-2 in the game. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cecil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. McCurdy hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Summa bunts towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bain fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns pinch hits for Bill Bain. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jameson moves to third. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-3 in the game. Langford hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians too. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Harder now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kham takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kham. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Kham steals second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cecil hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fonseca hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Summa hits a line drive towards short. Cecil catches it and throws to first to double up Sewell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 3 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Hunfield reaches second base with a double. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Uhel pinch hits for Mel Harder. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Lind hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Lind reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. Jameson moves to third. It's 6-3, White Sox. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jameson scores. Lind moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-4, White Sox. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-4 in the game. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.